Spiritual advancement, the object of camp meetings. The Father's mercy. When Moses besought God to show him his glory, the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty. It grieves the heart of God, as our Father, to let justice smite. He suffereth long and is kind. While men are hard-hearted, condemnatory, and willing to abandon the one who needs help that his soul may be saved from death, the Father, with heart filled with love for the sinner, opens his arms and says, "Child, come back to me." If the Lord were not full of mercy and abundant in goodness, we should not be the subjects of his grace and love today. He pardons abundantly. He entreats the sinner to confess his sin, to come to him and accept forgiveness. And yet, with the lessons of Christ's life before them, how many who claim to be his followers fail to be tender-hearted, forgiving, and full of love and compassion. In the hardness of their own hearts, in the iron-like stubbornness of their own will, they wound and bruise the souls for whom Christ has died. If they think a brother has erred, they are severe toward him, not remembering that they themselves are in constant need of God's mercy. They pass lightly over things in themselves that are grievous in the sight of God, but censure without mercy those whom they think blamable. How differently does God deal with the sinner? He forgives transgression and sin. He loved us and gave himself for us. What does it mean that such hardness of heart is manifested among the professed children of God? It is an offense to God, for it misrepresents his character.